Hey, before we get started, I just wanted to make a note that if you or you know somebody who has a large camera collection, or even just a few cameras that have been given to them or passed down in their family and they're looking to sell them, it would be possible for me to go check them out and bring batteries and test them and let them know what they have. If you know somebody or you need that service, go to thecameraseller.com. And I have information there about how I can do an in-person consultation or online Zoom consultations and help you know exactly what that equipment is worth. So check it out, thecameraseller.com. Okay, on with the show. Hey, I'm Kenneth Wedged. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my daily morning photography podcasts. So I recently talked about a woman photographer from Wyoming, Laura Webb Nichols. And I found a book on a woman named Chansonetta Stanley Emmons. And the Stanley in her name was, she was the sister to the two guys who invented the Stanley Steamer and built the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado. So she wasn't really hurting for money because her brother supported her. And she was a photographer back in the late 1800s and early 1900s. And it's fascinating to find books of women photographers. There were a lot of women that ran studios, and they were often given the title of Mrs. Jones and Mrs. Robert Jones's studio, and kind of tagged along with the name of the guy she was with. But many of them were quite accomplished. And this book, it's called The Life and Photographs of Chansonetta Stanley Emmons, 1858 to 1937. And great when you find these kinds of books at thrift stores or antique stores, because they're often pretty inexpensive. If you go to like bookstores that specialize in photo books, photo books can be quite expensive. But this one was probably under $10, and it might have been under $5. And there's something fun about finding photographers that you didn't know existed and reading their stories and seeing their photographs. She photographed a lot of people at home in their spaces just using window light to illuminate their rooms in black and white. So there's lots of great contrasty black and white photos in here. And she used mostly a 4x5 camera. And you can look her up. And if you want to see some of her work, I'm sure some of it's online. And it's a name to put into the group of names of photographers that we've discovered that we didn't really know. And I'm glad this book came my way, and it is now part of my photo book collection. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I'll be back tomorrow, and we'll talk photography. As always, here's to good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks. Hey, one last thing. Watch my YouTube channel, herestogoodlight.com, and I put out a weekly YouTube of inspiring photo talks, and I think you'll enjoy it. So take a look. Here's to good light.